Well, the beeping was really getting to me, but I was really being the mature mom. What had happened was my son was in the hair salon getting a haircut. Do you call it that? Hair salon? Haircutting place? Place to get a haircut? I'm not sure what the right term is these days. Place where everybody goes in and gets a haircut? Okay. Anyway, so he's in there and I am waiting in the car getting some work done. And so he comes out, I start up the car and we pull out. And within a few seconds, the car begins to beep because the seatbelt's not on. But I don't want to be in his face telling him what to do. So the first time the car beeped, I thought, okay, he hears the car beeping, he can put the seatbelt on. So I kept driving. And then it started beeping again. And I thought, surely he hears that. He could put the seatbelt on. At the same time, I'm kind of feeling like a really good mom who's really holding her tongue, learning how to do this grown man-child thing. And I'm kind of feeling proud of myself. But now we're, you know, a couple minutes in, car beeps again. So I casually, with no emotion, say to him, oh, that beep must be your seatbelt. As if maybe it just dawned on me. So he reaches over and checks to make sure that his seatbelt is buckled, which it was, and says to me, my seatbelt's on. You don't have your seatbelt on. It was me. It was my seatbelt. I don't normally have an issue with not having my seatbelt on. I put it on right away before I, you know, back out of the driveway. But because I had been sitting in a stopped car doing work, I didn't put it back on when we started. It was me, friends. It was me. So, of course, it brings to my mind, and I even laughed and said to my son, that is so much like life. It's amazing how strongly you can feel like you know the right answer when actually you're the one in the wrong. It's amazing to me how right I felt and was giving myself private silent kudos for how well I was handling the situation. Such a good Christian, such a great mom. And it was me. The whole time it was me. Is that a wake-up call to anyone besides myself? Do we sometimes pat ourselves on the back for how benevolently and long-suffering we are with others when actually it's us the whole time that needs to change? It's funny, the story's funny, but the truth is super convicting and kind of almost brings tears to my eyes. I'm 47, and the worst and best thing that happens to me is when the Holy Spirit, like today, shows me that something, a situation or a relationship or a way I've acted in which I am 1,000% sure I am right, and I've gone above and beyond in my Christ-like duties as a Christian, is actually me being completely wrong. Friends, that's going to happen in the Christian life, and thank God it does. The Bible tells us that a father reproves his child. That's one of the ways we know we're saved. Those painful, painful moments when the Holy Spirit opens your eyes and shows you, whoa, you are absolutely going in the wrong direction, thinking wrongly about a scenario or a person or a relationship, so many things. I think nothing is more humbling to me, and nothing has shown me more of the sin in my own life than parenting teenagers, closely followed by marriage, because those are mirrors to who we really are. And friends, sometimes I don't like what I see in the mirror, like today. Just a little encouragement to you. First of all, yes, that happens to all of us. Second of all, aren't you glad that the Lord still deals with us, even though it hurts? Thirdly, don't ignore the beeping signal. Don't just keep going down the road silently thinking, I know it's somebody else's fault. Take a check of yourself, or allow someone, like my son did to me today, allow someone to speak into your life and tell you, you know what? Actually, you're wrong. The Holy Spirit will use his word. He will use preaching. He will use a good, godly friend. He will use negative confrontations. He will use so many ways to get us back on track to become more like Jesus. And one of the hardest things is when we feel like we're chasing after God and we've gone off on some rabbit trail that's the wrong direction, and the Holy Spirit loves us too much to let us get very far down that road. So be quick to listen to the beeping, and first check your own seatbelt. Love you. Have a great week. Let's walk in love. Loving God through loving others.